Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Rhys Goodwin. He is a senior film and TV curator for the Australian Center for Moving Image, or ACME. Welcome to SBS.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And thank you for bringing one of the most interesting series of films from the Philippines to Australia, Lav Diaz.
Yeah, very exciting. I mean, I feel very indulgent to be able to present this program to the community here.
So how many films of Lav Diaz are you bringing into ACME or have brought into ACME?
That is a good question. It was originally a program of six films, but there has been a really great response to the program. So we've extended it already through to the end of May, and we're about to extend the program through to the end of August. So in total, there'll be about 15 films in the program. So it's a really large-scale retrospective of the filmmaker.
So this is throughout his career.
Very much so. So the earliest film in the program is Batang West Side from 2002. And the most recent film in the program is Magellan, which was released last year.
If I'm not mistaken, is that the epic one, the long version?
They are all long in their own way.
but the longest?
The longest film in the program is Evolution of a Filipino Family, which we actually screened 2 weekends ago. And that runs for 10 hours and 25 minutes. So in the scheme of things, a lot of the other films might feel quite short, but the shortest film in the program, I think, runs for about 2 hours and 40 minutes.
So a regular film.
Just a regular film.
So how do you choose which films to screen at ACME? Because ACME is not just an ordinary cinema.
No, so within this program, we really wanted to select films that really told the story of his career. And that story has a lot of different beats along the way. There's milestones of being screened at particular film festivals around the world, accolades, and there's also a lot of historical moments that he captures in his films and really delves into. So we really wanted to capture all of those elements in the program, and I think the by virtue of having 15 films in the program, I think we've really been able to achieve that.
Have you seen all 15?
I have seen all 15. I've seen more than 15. It's a strange thing to say, but this program has changed me in a lot of ways. When I walk into a cinema to see a Lav Diaz film, I pretty much throw a lot of what I know about film out the window, and I feel like a lot of the films that I've seen researching this program have really changed how I walk into the cinema to see other films. I really have a think about what I'm programmed to want to experience, and I really walk in with a blank slate now, a clean slate.
When you walk out, what do you learn about the Filipinos?
I have learnt a lot about Filipino history through this program, and the films are not documentaries. They're all fictitious in their own way, and some of them very clearly bring in fictitious characters to really tell the story of historical moments. But I've learnt much more about Filipino history than what I would have expected, and I feel like a program like this, it's really great for a film audience, but it's really just a great thing to experience for the broader community in Melbourne and Victoria, because you learn so much about Filipino history and culture, and I feel like there's a lot to learn for a lot of people in Melbourne and Victoria.
From January it started, and then you extended it to April, and now you're extending it to May and August.
We just keep on going, yeah. We can't get enough.
And that tells that it's had a good reception so far.
It really has. And when you program a film that runs for 10 and a half hours, you are not sure whether you will have a full cinema or one or two people in the cinema. It's really difficult to predict, but we've been quite overwhelmed with the response to the program. And we are noticing that people are not just coming to see one film. They are booking. Originally, we released six films in the program, and we noticed people were booking all six films.
Wow.
And booking into sessions that were 2 or 3 months down the line. And you very rarely see that with cinema going. People very rarely look more than a couple of days ahead of themselves. But this program means something to people. And I think that Lav Diaz's films are very rarely screened at all. They're very rarely screened in film festivals. And when they are, they might just screen once or twice. So I think there is a following in Australia. And people, when they see that there's a Lav Diaz film being screened, they will jump on it. They will book it because they know they may not have an opportunity to see it again.
So who goes to see his films here in Melbourne?
We're really lucky to have part of the Filipino community coming along. Part of our audience are really dedicated to film and international film from around the world. So we know that that audience is really interested in a Lav Diaz program. And then there's people who I think are just like the idea of a challenge to see a really long form piece of cinema and be able to walk out of the cinema almost as if they have a medal around their neck, a certificate of achievement for doing something that is really unusual.
So the 10-hour film, that would require like numerous toilet breaks. So is it like watching at home, like we'll put it on pause, or does it just go on and then leave?
No, so we made a decision quite early on not to have any intermissions. That's Lav Diaz's preference for viewing the film. He says viewing films is not meant to be easy. But what is easy is we encourage people to take a break whenever they like. And because the films are very long and they're quite slow moving in parts, which is a beautiful experience, it does mean that if you leave the cinema briefly and come back, then you're not missing out on a huge pivotal moment. So it's quite manageable in that way.
Do you have a favourite?
I do have. I've got a few favourites, but it's a strange thing to narrow down because it's not. It's a favourite experience more so than a favourite film. But my favourite film is one from a few years ago called History of Ha, and it's a really strange film. It's it really is. I think it's about 4 or 5 hours. It's a journey. People walk down a muddy path. They sit down. They have meals along the way. They rest. They sleep along the way. And you're following these people as they go on this journey. And it's a really strange experience because with film, we're quite often almost programmed to think a few steps ahead of what's happening in a film and guess where it's going and try to unlock the mysteries of the film. When a film moves slowly and when a film is a long-form piece of cinema, you don't really know where it's going. It's really hard to predict, and it forces you to experience films in the present. So you will watch a screen. There might not be very much moving or changing on the screen, and when you notice something small change, it's amazing. It feels really exciting, even if it's just something as minor as a branch blowing in the wind. It feels like those really small moments are really meaningful. And so that's a really great takeaway from this program that I've had. It's not to think ahead, just to really enjoy cinema in the moment.
Just to get lost.
Get lost in it and let it wash over you. And if you do find yourself trying to guess what the film is going to do, then you're doing it wrong. You should really just sit back and let it wash over you.
And immerse yourself into the experience.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because he said to take it as an experience, not as when we normally come into the cinema, we'd say when we watch an action film or a mystery film, from the very beginning, we try and predict who killed who or what's going to happen in the end, and we come home saying, I knew it. He did it or she did it. But with this, you say, you just come in, sit down, relax, and soak it all in.
Exactly. Yeah, it's almost like we try to outsmart films when we watch them. And this film, you cannot outsmart it. You have to just experience it. And I think that's a really unique thing with cinema. And you know, before you know it, 4 hours have gone, and then you think back and you're like, oh, what has actually happened? I feel like I've truly gone on a journey, and I haven't known where I'm going, and I don't know where I'll end up.
Does this mean with the success of Love DSS program, we can look forward to more Filipino filmmakers at ACME?
I would absolutely love that. It's one of the things that has occurred to me through this program, that it is very difficult to see Filipino films on the big screen in Melbourne and Australia. A lot of the films that are in cinemas are in all cinemas at exactly the same time. And it's actually a very small group of films that you're actually able to go and see in cinemas. So I'm really proud of ACME that we do something different. There are also cinemas around Australia that that will program historical programs. They might be retrospective programs or experimental programs. They are there. You just need to find those cinemas. I think that a program like Lav Diaz really celebrates a master of cinema from the Philippines. And he's a master of cinema that we don't really celebrate all that often, although his achievements are really, really immense. So I really hope that we have a lot more Filipino programs coming down the line.
And with this extending to August, everyone from all around Australia can fly in.
Of course. And we're getting people coming from far and wide. So we are noticing that people are travelling for this program. People are getting on the V-line and coming in to ACME to see the films. And that's a big ask for people, because some of the films finish quite late at night and it might not be that easy to head back.
Yeah. And to get on a V-line, that's sitting for like a couple of hours, and to sit for a few more.
It's like one long journey after the next.
But it will be a pleasant one.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Rhys Goodwin from Australian Centre for the Moving Image.
Great, thank you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.